Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 18th of December, and I'm recording at 9:50 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in lovely, balmy London. Okay, well, I trust you're not bored by the action that we're seeing in these markets, particularly in the stock markets, because my goodness, it's lively. And I hope you saw my review in the comment of the day section yesterday, where I showed nine stock market indices on a short-term basis using daily charts, and they were just all deeply, deeply oversold. Well, that day yesterday ended well, and we had another big rally in here today. So let me run through some of the highlights here for you. First, Japan benefiting from some renewed weakness in the yen yesterday, and it's stayed relatively soft in here today. But the Nikkei 225 up 2.32%. And looking at China now, this is interesting because the actual the China A shares, which have been the outstanding leader over the last few weeks, and it sprinted ahead of India. Now I'm a bull of those. I've been a bull of those China A shares, and bought some more in China in here today. But this was breathtaking and far exceeded my short-term expectations. But China today, A shares down just over a tenth of a percent, so hardly a big deal. But what's interesting and worthy of mention, and I think one of the reasons why China A shares are down is because they're overbought on a short-term basis. See the stochastics indicators. Whereas all the ones that I commented on yesterday were clearly deeply oversold. And that included the Hang Seng Index, which it was up nearly 1.10%. And that is the first day in a long time that the Hang Seng, which had been a demonstration affected, as you know, has outperformed the A shares. So that Hang Seng Index is really cheap and hopefully coming back into form. I suspect it is. And we're talking about, I think, still under 10 times earnings for that index and with a very decent yield. Okay. Elsewhere, Australia up nearly 1%. India bounced back here 1.56% for the BSE Sensex, and other good gains, Malaysia up 1.7%, Thailand nearly 2.5% surged upwards from that oversold situation, and Indonesia up 1.5%. Looking at the European stock markets, well, it's an embarrassment of riches. Just huge gains in here. The Netherlands up 3.22%. Spain up 3.4%. The French CAC index up 3.35%. The Euro Stoxx 50 up 3.33%. German DAX, a wallflower, up only 2.79%. And on Wall Street, we had a banner day in here, and it had a good day yesterday, as you will recall. But the Dow up 2.43%, the S&P up 2.4%. NASDAQ Composite Index up 2.24%. Now, the S&P has regained about four-fifths of the decline that it had seen, really only in the last two or three days. So that's a very impressive bounce back. Don't be surprised if it slows down and we even might even see a little profit taking in here tomorrow after leaping back up so dramatically. But again, I think we can expect bumps in the road, and we can expect volatility, and we can expect the occasional startlements, our black swans, perhaps. Why don't I just call them that? And the overall evidence is that the bull trends are still intact, and seasonal factors kicked in here yesterday. Now, what about those U.S. 10-year bonds? Those yields pushed higher here today, 2.2058%. And if they go above 240, and we're still a long way away from that, that'll be the first time they would take out a significant lower high for quite a while. Will that happen? Well, possibly, but I'm not holding my breath on that. Now, other action of note, the US dollar index. Remember, that had a huge day to the upside and pushing back above the 889 level. It's a little firmer in here today. But not much. Sterling, though, sterling pushed higher, 1.5670. The yen, I beg your pardon. Yeah, well, I'll give you the yen, 118.84. That's a little bit softer against the dollar. And the euro declined. That's at 1.2286. Australian dollar a little bit firmer, 0.8167. The Indian rupee definitely firmer in here today. The Chinese renminbi was a bit weaker here today. In precious metals, well, palladium bounced 792.7. That's up 13.5. Still trading after hours. Silver couldn't hold the higher levels. Got up to 1615 and a half, but is back to 1589 and a half. And we see, let's see, platinum. I think that was a little lower, down 50 cents, 1199. And gold bullion a little firmer, 88.64, and that's at 11, up 8.64, and that's at 1198 and change. Now, oil was the most interesting thing in here today, and oil started off quite strongly. And we've seen that before. I mean, actually, we've seen that for the last 3 days, and it has not held. So here's what crude oil did, first taking the WTI, rallied up to 58.73. That was up 2.25 dollars this morning on the close. But then it came off, fell all the way down to 54.05. That's almost $5. And then closed at 54.87. So that's still quite weak, down 160 on the day. And the Brent, that had romped up to 63.70 this morning. I would think that was the highest for the last 4 days, I believe. But it couldn't hold it and dipped all the way down to 59.17, and then is last trading after hours at 59.86. That's down $1.32. Now, just to repeat my own view, which I've been mentioning over the last 3 days, I just had said that I felt that, or 4 days, said that I felt that crude oil would probably find a bottom in the $50 region, and particularly the Brent. I'll still stick with that view here overall, but it has not been able to extend the rally here so far. And what else to mention? Those are the highlights, really. Wheat is continuing to push higher. A little bit of concern about Russia's crop. I think that's premature, perhaps. But soybeans, corn, and wheat are all a little bit higher. Those are the main changes. Industrial metals, it looks like copper is certainly, well, copper's down a couple of cents, 2.35 in here today to 284.7. And those are the highlights here today. Well, I look forward to Friday and hope you do too. My guess is it'll be a little quieter, but we'll see soon enough. All the very best.